We have the next couple hours together dealing with relationships. And I love the way you introduced that. How many of you have found the perfect mate and then spent the rest of your life trying to change him? So I'm sure that you can relate to that. But I'd like to share some principles and some practicals that I know that will be valuable to your life. I'd like to start by saying that I'm going to share with you some principles that you may easily assimilate in things that you might recognize, but maybe you have a different slant or angle on them. And then I'll also maybe share some things that may be things that are new and maybe you may have to accommodate to, or it may be a little shocking to you. And I hope to do both, because we really learn when we get a little of both. And so we'll go in that direction. I'd like to say that everyone who is in a relationship, whether it be with your spouse, your children, your partner, people at work, or people you meet socially, or in any form or fashion, parent, child, it doesn't matter. There are certain laws that govern them no matter what and how they're put together. There are certain laws that govern them. And I'd like to share some of those principles, because if you understand those principles, they will be valuable to every aspect of your life, because we're all involved in relationships. I'm also going to share some ideas that will make you think a little bit. And you might at first go, wait a minute, I don't know if I can think about that or believe that. But I ask you to think again and look at it, because it'll be pretty amazing if you stop and really reflect. And I'll do my best to try to make it practical to really grasp it, make sense out of it. Each individual, no matter where they are, no matter race, creed, color, sex, age, inherently has a set of values. Things that they think are most important, second most important, third most important, fourth most important, fifth most important, etc. And there's a hierarchy to them. There's a priority base to them. Because we have a left brain and we serialize things, there's a priority to them. And every human being with this set of values, that set of values determines how they sense the world and filter the world, and how they act upon or react upon the world. And let me give you an analogy here, simple analogy. If you have a husband and wife that are married, and the wife, let's say her highest values are her children and raising a family and educating her children and the health of her children. And the highest values of the husband is maybe making money and resources and business and making providing for the family. And I don't mean to be too stereotyped, but it's a very common thing. And they're walking hand in hand in the mall, and they're going shopping. As she's walking down the mall, she sees things that he doesn't, and he sees things that she doesn't. She sees toys for the kids, school clothes, clothes that'll make them look pretty, they're girls, things that will help them in education, things for the house, anything that aligns with her values, she will notice and see things and filter things. He will walk and see none of those things. In fact, he'll avoid those things. But he won't see those things that she does, but he will see Forbes magazine, a computer opportunity, anything that might help him in business or finances or maybe intellectual development or something of this nature, because that's his values. So the hierarchy of their values, male or female, or any human being, determines how they filter their reality and filter their environment, and therefore see opportunities accordingly. He will not see opportunities for the children's in education necessarily unless it's high in his value. And she will see things or will not see things that he will notice. So they're basically projecting their values onto the reality of the world, and what they realize through their senses is their reality, and they will determine their reality according to those value systems. So the hierarchy of their values determine how they sense the world and how they now act upon the world, because as they see the opportunities, they react accordingly. You cannot expect any human being to live in any other way than what their values will dictate.